Hi, I'm Kelsey Farias.
And I'm Armando Farias.
And each week we will be sharing knowledge and inspiration on becoming a better you.
Feeling down, defeated, or looking at how to better yourself? We got you.
Already successful? Great. Let's help you achieve even more.
Sit back and get prepared to hear about overcoming challenges related to self-development, such as mental health, relationships, goal setting, personal growth, fitness, and dream building.
Welcome to Self-Love Sit-Downs.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Self-Love Sit-Downs. Armando and Kelsey here. Today, we're going to be discussing, I think, is a really phenomenal topic to talk about because we've all been in a situation where we've done this before, and maybe we're in a situation where we're doing it currently. And we're going to be talking about how to get out of that funk or how to acknowledge what's going on. And Kelsey's going to tell us what this episode's about.
So this episode, we are going to be discussing labels. Where does it come from? What is a label? What are some examples of labels? Maybe why we do them. And then, of course, we're going to contradict ourselves at the end as well.
Just a little bit.
It's my favorite thing to do. Honestly, I think for me, I really like to see both sides of things.
I agree.
Because I really think that it opens our minds. And this is where, too, this is going to be a little bit of a side tangent, where if you are open-minded to hearing an opposing, I guess it's not a side tangent. This goes directly with what's going to happen.
It goes along with it. I agree.
If you have an open mind and you're willing to hear from somebody else who maybe doesn't have the same views as you or maybe comes from a different background culturally, you're just opening your eyes to another point of view on something, maybe giving you the ability to grow within something. So I'll give you a good example. Armando and I obviously have different cultural backgrounds. And so coming into a relationship with somebody who is Hispanic, I had to really open my eyes to different things that to me seem so weird.
Where to me is completely normal.
Yeah. Like, for example, going to a party, they go around and shake everybody's hand and say hello to everybody. For me, I'm like, first of all, that takes forever. Second of all, it's awkward as hell, especially when you, for me, being typically the only white girl at the party, everybody's looking at me like, who the hell is this white girl? And whereas my family gatherings, you walk in, hey guys, that's it. You know,
one big wave for everybody and they call it good.
But if you look at it from the point of view, you know, from them, it's a sign of respect. And who doesn't want to be respected more? You know, and so it's something different that for me, I was like, this is weird. But also when you look at it from their point of view, it's like, oh, it's a sign of respect for others. Okay, yeah, that's definitely something I'm willing to do because I would love to be more respected by others. So that's just kind of an example. So I think it's really good to keep an open mind. Armando and I are really big on this, on keeping an open mind. And I think it's one of actually the really strong pieces of who we are as people and in our relationship. We're very open-minded, which makes our relationship easier because I know, I'll give another example here because I love giving examples because it makes it relatable. My dad committed suicide in 2013. And ever since then, I really, and it's funny because I was just talking to a friend about this the other day. I don't know why I feel like I'm getting emotional right now, but I really had wanted to talk to a medium, and religiously we're Catholic, and that's not something that really aligns with our faith, you know, kind of believing in that and everything. And so I was very pulled in each way on this because I felt like I want to give this a try because really I'm just shooting in the dark for anything. You know, a lot of things left unsaid, a lot of uncertainty for myself. And not that I'm even looking to get something out of it, but just the fact that there's a possibility of something leaves me very curious. I brought it up to him a very long time ago, back when we kind of lost my dad, probably within like, what would you say, like a year or two, I think, after. And he wasn't very open to it. And so I just let it go. And it's just something that kind of had been brewing for me. And I talked to my best friend about it. And she was like, you know that Armando loves you so much. And he's very open-minded. If this is still, you know, coming up for you, you need to bring this up to him. And you need to have that conversation. And she's right. She's exactly right. And maybe that's why I went to her with this, because I knew she would just put me in my place and be like, bitch, go. You need to talk to him about this. And so on Valentine's Day, I waited till we went to dinner and I brought it up to him again. And I was so nervous to bring it up to him. And I just told him, like, this is just something that's still pulling at my heart, and I'm not questioning faith, but I'm also not wanting to disregard something that maybe could just bring me a little bit of a sense of peace. And so I kind of, you know, I don't want to say like pled my case. Is that the...
explained your thoughts and where you stood with it.
And just like the curiosity behind it for me, and just told him kind of where I stood. And he still felt the same way, but he also said, if this is something that you need, then you need to do it. And I will support you in it. And so, you know, I haven't done it yet, but it's still been on my mind, just because I just want to make sure that I'm like fully ready for this. And that's something that he was brought up in the Catholic faith. And so he is like very firm in his faith. I would say more firm than I am, because I haven't been Catholic except for since
we got married.
Gosh, 2015. Yeah. And so I think maybe that's why for him, it's so much more of like I don't really understand where you're coming from.
Because it's been instilled, like, that's something that's been instilled in my values my whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to church pretty much every Sunday since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So I've gone through everything. So for me to hear something kind of out of left field, like, that's something that is not complete. It's kind of frowned upon. It was very difficult for me to understand why you would want to do something like that.
Yeah. But then again, his open mind overpowered that, and he was willing to say, if this is something that you feel that you need, you should move forward with this. And so I think that's a great example of, you know, because a lot of people, their faith is everything for them.
And that's completely, I think that's great. I think you should have a very strong faith in whatever you believe in. And that's really good, because for me, I know my faith has driven me to really restrain myself from doing a lot of things that maybe normally people would look at as okay. Where I think for me, and I think that's what every faith is all about. So I think having that and having that understanding, and we're not trying to get in, this isn't an episode about faith or anything like that, but we're just trying to explain our point of view.
This is just a great example of having an open mind and why it's so important. Because for me, this is something, this November, it's going to be 7 years that I've lost my dad. This has been on my mind for 7 years. So this is not something that I just came up, heard about one day and was like, maybe I'll do that. You know, this is something that's really been brewing. And even I got his approval in February. It's now September and I haven't done it yet, just because I do want to make sure that I really want to move forward with this. Because once I do this, I can't go back from that. Him having an open mind to this, like, what a big deal, honestly. And this is like a perfect example, because his comment to me was, I can't understand where you're coming from because I haven't lost somebody. So this curiosity that you speak of, I don't even understand that. I don't understand the medium side of it and wanting to pursue that, but I also don't understand the other side. So it's not fair for me to tell you no. I think that you should do it. If you feel that strongly about it, you should do it. And so this is like just a perfect example of when somebody probably shouldn't have an open mind, he could use his faith. And faith is something people hold so firm to. Like, it is who people are, their core values.
Yeah.
Everything that he has been raised to believe, and I'm asking him to be open-minded for me to go against it. And so this is a good example where he could just be like, no.
Yeah. I mean, then kind of tying it back into the big takeaway is like the label of my faith is a big part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of bend that label or to look at it a different way and is what we're trying to get, was what we're trying to say with this episode, is that labels are just there as a guideline.
Yeah.
And regardless of what your guidelines are, use those to your best of your knowledge and to your best of your abilities.
I feel like I use this example a lot. Labels should be like the bumpers of bowling, right? They're a good guideline to help you get there, but they're not a firm, you know, you could throw a bowling ball, it could hop over that bumper. You could throw a bowling ball and it could not even touch the bumpers, right? So it's just a guideline to help you get somewhere. So that's kind of where I wanted to start with this. And really, I mean, really just saying, if you feel like you're not an open-minded person, maybe that's something you should really work on, because I really believe that as a person, I've become way more open-minded over the years. I think due to Armando being so open-minded, not just on this topic either, but on really all topics.
Just like overall.
Yeah, just as a person. And it's just encouraged me to also do it in other scenarios, which I think has really allowed me to connect more with other people, because I'm willing to look at things a little bit different and say, okay, hey, as long as somebody does it right, educate me on your side, you know? And that could be, you know, I think a hot topic right now, and Armando even mentioned, like, I don't want to get into politics on this episode, like go into a rabbit hole on politics, but I think that's a really common one that people are just so like, no, it's black and white, you know, Democrat or Republican. And a lot of times people disagree so much with the other side that they're not even willing to hear it, you know? And so I think that's another good example of, you know, maybe have an open mind. Maybe you're not educated on something on the other side that could help you maybe like, okay, maybe I can see where you're coming from in regards to that. And so just having an open mind, I think, really is such a value that all of us should carry with us, because I really do think it just makes you such a well-rounded person, willing to listen to both sides of things. And again, I think it really comes down to delivery as well in, you know, in a debate on something, not just politics, but if you're trying to tell somebody like, no, it's this way, it's all in how you say it as well. And you have to also be willing to listen to their side of it, because maybe they know something on that topic that you don't as well. So, and that definitely goes in line with what we're going to talk about today. So what is a label and what does it come from? So a big one is how you were raised, how we grew up. For example, you know, if nobody in your family had gone to college, like, oh, nobody in my family's gone to college, so I'm not expected to go to college, you know, that's very limiting for yourself. You know, marriage, maybe you're like, oh, I'm not going to get married because my parents' marriage failed. Okay, but that was theirs, not yours. Overweight, maybe everybody in your family's overweight, so you're like, oh, I'm big boned.
Yeah, you're just going to label yourself that way.
Yeah, or everybody in my family's overweight. Another label is like an Enneagram test, a personality test. Another good one, the love language test, just different things like that. Yes, these are tools, but these are not a, you know,
set in stone. This is the way it is. Like if you take a Enneagram test or if you take a love language test, like, oh, this is who I am. This is what I have to be because this is what the test said. I think like what Kelsey was saying is you have to take those as for a grain of salt and take those. You might agree with a lot of the stuff that's coming up with and be like, wow, that's actually who I am. But that doesn't mean that's what you have to abide
associate
to
yourself
every
as.
Single time. You yeah. can take those as a guideline to what your life is and how you carry yourself.
Yeah. So I'll give the example of myself growing up. We didn't have a lot of money. And I grew up, so it was my mom and I for a long time. And then she married my stepdad. And then they had my three siblings. So there was four kids in the house. And my siblings, for those of you who don't know, are growing up, everybody thought they were triplets. Because my sister was born when I was 8. My twin brothers were born when I was 9. So they're only a little over a year apart, and they just look like they're triplets. Well, when they were younger, now they don't. And so we didn't have a lot of money. And so that's, I think, a common one is people grow up in maybe a household without a lot of money. And so they just settle for the same lifestyle as they grow up into an adult themselves. And you always kind of hear people say that, like, you can either go with what you've always known or you can create your own path. And that's what I did. I decided you can either choose. So for example, your parents are smokers, maybe. It's more common and likely for the children of a smoker to also be smokers, just because it's what they were raised around. It's what they know.
It's normal.
It's normal. So that's another thing. My parents were smokers. I decided I'm not going to smoke. I don't like the smell of it. I just associated it with, I'm not going to do it myself. Same thing happened with money-wise. I decided I don't want to struggle with money. I saw my parents struggle. I saw it create issues in their relationship. I mean, you know, divorce, one of the leading causes is finances.
Yeah.
Because it's such a stressor on a marriage, on a relationship. And so I made that choice. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to work really freaking hard to not follow that same guideline. And then I also, because we always want better for our children. And my mom was always proud of me to say, like, hey, you're doing so much better for your kids than I did. And it's because I saw how it was. So I decided, yeah, that's likely how I would end up, but I'm not going to. I refuse. I'm going to work hard to get away from that label of, you know, poor or whatever label you want to put on it. And I did. I worked really hard to step away from that. By no means are we rich. We don't have a ton of money, but our kids won't ever see us argue over money.
Or go through the same struggles that our kids won't see us go through the same struggles that our parents did.
Exactly.
I think also think of another example as far as labeling. For me, my family, my immediate family, my parents, and pretty much all of my extended family, aunts and uncles, we've all worked in agriculture growing up. I mean, this is before all the child labor laws. My siblings, we were picking cherries. 7, 8, 9 years old, we were out in the orchards picking cherries every summer with our parents. And that's something that I could have labeled myself as. I mean, I'm an agriculture worker, so this is the way that it's going to be, just because that's all I know. All of my family's agriculture workers. Nobody's gone to college in my family. And that's something that I could have just stuck with and been like, this is the label. This is who I am. This is who I'm supposed to be. But it's something that I didn't want for myself because I wanted more. My parents have now become a little bit more open-minded as far as what life is like, and they push us to do a little bit. They want us to do better. They see that there's more opportunity out there than what they had. So they've been a really great role model as far as pushing myself and my siblings along to do better than they did. And I think that's the biggest point for parents is you want your kids to do better than you did growing up. Because if you continue that trend, your family is just going to continually grow as far as maybe financially, successfully, business-oriented, knowledge-wise. There's always going to be a next step up. The way that you're raised doesn't define who you are as a person. Yeah.
That's
you
can exactly change that. What I was going to say, word for word. I think that's a great example because it's so much easier to do what we've always known. You have to actually work for it. And it's hard. It's hard to change the pace. You know, it's just a different beast, as you could say, because you're in uncharted territory. You're having to fail your way forward because you don't have a path to follow of prior, you know, people who have been through it in your family.
Exactly.
And so I think how we're raised really defines who we are as a person. But you have to remember, there's another way. There's so many opportunities out there. And if you limit yourself to what you know, you're just closing doors for yourself. And I don't know about you, but I want as many door options as possible.
Exactly.
So we just kind of wanted to start with that because that's, I think, probably the most common example and probably the most heaviest weighted reason that people are the way they are. So now we'll get into kind of some examples of why labels are so limiting for us. And we'll kind of talk on the different points. So labels can keep us closed-minded. So kind of already talked on that. Keep us from thinking for ourselves. So if you've always associated with, you know, my family's overweight, it's just how we are.
Yeah.
It's easy to stay there. it would be harder and more discomforting to fight that and say, no, I'm going to change the obesity for myself and my future children and work really hard. It gets us out of our comfort zone. And like we all know, our comfort zone is a comforting place, but nothing grows there. Naturally, we want to stay in our comfort zone. So you might have to really push out of your comfort zone to get away from some of those labels. And that's okay. You have to remember, like I said, you have to fail forward. It's not going to be an easy path by any means, but do you really want to be closed-minded? Do you really want to stay overweight? Do you really not want to go to college and work that dream job that you've always wanted? You know, I just think of Logan saying, I want to be an astronaut. That's great. No one we know is an astronaut.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be something different for him if he chooses that path. And it's probably not going to be a smooth process. It's probably going to be really hard, just like Armando and becoming a firefighter. He doesn't know anybody who was a firefighter growing up. And yeah, so
nobody in my family has ever been in the fire service.
And what the hell did we do through that whole process? Failed forward.
Oh yeah.
Just kept pushing forward.
Learning process for sure. And it was very difficult. I mean, we've already talked about this in previous episodes as far as the struggle, but it's very difficult to get into something that nobody else has gone through.
You don't know the secrets, the ins, the outs.
Right, or what the shortcuts or what you can and can't do. It was literally like, let's try this. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. That didn't work. Let's try this.
Failing forward.
And it was a long process. But now that we've learned and grew through that entire thing, it's like, okay, I can do this. I am doing this. So that label of not being able to be something that nobody else in my family has ever done before has been crushed. I can now say that other people in my footsteps can actually achieve something. I've showed our kids that they can achieve something that nobody else has in our family. So
exactly.
That's the whole point, is removing that label of who we think we are and moving forward with who we can be.
Exactly. The next one, it makes you dislike others for no reason. And this is where Armando was like, I don't want to get into politics, because that was my first example that I thought of. You either associate yourself typically with Democrats or Republicans. And this makes me laugh because we do a family Zoom every week on Wednesday nights. And it's just really comical because about half my family is Republican, about half is Democratic. And so when this topic gets brought up,
which seems like every time,
it seems like every single time, it's just like just
bashing, and in a very fun and jokingly way.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of like, well, I'm right. Well, no, you're not right. I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show how, I mean, a label like that just can separate families.
Yeah. And, you know, in this topic too. So I would say, I don't even like associating with the either party. To be honest, because I don't agree with either side fully. I'm very open-minded. If you would have asked me probably closer to 10 years ago, I would have said 100% Democratic, 100%. But as time has gone on, again, as I've opened my mind.
Educated myself.
And I'll tell you, I don't even consider myself educated around politics, because it brings a really... like, there's just a lot of negativity, and I have to protect my peace. And around politics and stuff, I just don't like it. It doesn't bring me peace. It doesn't bring me joy. Call me naive or stupid, but I try to just kind of shelter myself a little bit and only take in what I have to vote. And that's about it. And I should probably take in more information, but again, my piece is more important to me. And so I just go with, okay, I know probably this small little portion, I'm going to make this decision based on that.
And you have to, I think for a lot of people that are out there that don't know what they want, just do a little bit of research in regards to what their views that each party has, and just kind of go with what works best for you.
Exactly.
Don't think of like what's going to be best for my neighbor, my neighborhood, or anything like that, or my state or my country, anything like that. What's best for you? And I think that's the biggest point, is like, who has the better views that are going to benefit you the most?
Exactly. And so I would say I lean Democrat, but I do not like believe all, agree all, definitely not. Okay. So when I think of this example, I think of there's a guy that I work with, very Republican.
I think we all have those.
And he's very vocal about it at work. All the guys talk about it at work. I never get involved in the conversations, but I sit very close to all of them, so I hear all of it. And when I think of this, it makes you dislike others for no reason, just based on their views. If I disliked him because he was so strong on those views, I would miss out on a really great relationship that him and I have. Just because we don't agree on that topic, I would miss out on a really great friendship. I really appreciate his values in other areas. He's a great guy, and I really, really, truly like him. But if I just went based off this one belief, we wouldn't be friends. And I would miss out on all of these great things that have come from our relationship. And so how much would that suck? And so I think I automatically thought of that example for this one. And so don't just dislike somebody for their different beliefs or their labels that they label themselves as, because it can really hinder a possible really great friendship. Yeah, or, you know, and so I think that's just a really good example of, like, just be mindful, because these are not a one size fit all.
I think don't take anything personally too.
And that's, for sure. And I for sure cannot, because
and that's in regards to not just the political views, but really anybody that has an opposing view or labeled differently than what you are, don't take anything personally. I think that's a huge part of us having an open mind, is that it'll actually help liberate you from not getting so attached to what's going on. And it'll help you just be overall a better person, because you won't, I don't take things personally at all. I think that's, for me, that's my personality. Is like, I don't let things bother me at all. Like, okay, cool. You don't believe that? Say, that's great. I believe this, but that's what it is. So,
and that's something that's been harder for me, because I do take things more personally. And there has been things that he's said that I'm very offended by, and I wanted to pop the fuck off. But I was like, one, you're at work.
Two, he's my boss.
He's not my boss. Two, He's allowed his opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm allowed my opinion. And just because we don't agree on this one thing doesn't mean I'm not going to like him in all other areas, because I love him in all other areas. He's a great guy. He's so funny. And we get along so well. And our relationship, so many positive things have come from our relationship. He actually gifted our son a gift card to get him a bike, a $400 gift card. If I just went based off that one thing, all of these things, you know, and we gifted them some snowshoes, like him and his wife. They're both great people. Yeah, absolutely love them.
So, and that's the big thing, is like, don't let labels of get in your way from creating a great relationship with somebody that maybe you don't see eye to eye with.
The next one, it limits us for who we become as a person. So we kind of already touched on this, talking about how you grow up. If you associate as, oh, my family, we aren't entrepreneurs, we aren't this, we aren't that, you're really limiting who you become as a person. And do you really want to narrow your scope when maybe your dream is to, like Logan, become an astronaut? If we would never let him limit himself based on what we have done in our lives. And so even as parents, I think this is a good lesson. Encourage your kids to do and be better.
To do scary things.
Yeah, because that's what helps us grow. That's what helps us feel fulfilled. And I can't imagine not supporting my kids or trying to discourage them in these big dreams that they have based on just simply what we've done.
Based on our limits. We're reflecting, we're mirroring what we think our limits are onto our kids. And that's not what we should be doing as parents. We should be supporting them and having them, again, be better than us.
Exactly. So I think we kind of already hit on that one a lot, unless you have something else.
No, that's it.
Okay, next one. Be mindful when using labels. This one, we could get real heated on this one. Things like gender, race, you know, different
ethnicity,
areas, like
religion.
Just so many things here. Be mindful, because you never know who's going to be offended by one of those labels. Maybe somebody doesn't want to be known as your Asian friend, yeah, you know? And so we never want to, we wouldn't want to be thrown into a label. For example, just because I'm white, I would never want to be thrown into the same label as like white trash just because of the color of my skin. It's just not, that's not fair to do to.
Or white people are racist.
Yeah.
That's another label.
Exactly. And I am not racist. And so that's highly offensive for me to be labeled as something like that. Yeah, so we just have to be mindful.
Who you are as a person, what race you are, doesn't necessarily mean that you're more racist than another, because anybody, any race can be racist towards somebody else.
Exactly.
And that's the big point of that.
Exactly. Anything else to add on that one?
No.
Next one, labels can always change. So maybe you've always considered yourself as like, oh, I'm not somebody who's going to go to college. It's just not for me. But then maybe you go off, you do something, and something sparked for you. And you're like, maybe I do want to go to college. Maybe that's something I want to pursue. That can change for you. You can do that. You know, another one that's maybe a little less standard or typical, maybe you start to feel attracted to somebody of the same sex. So now you're somebody who is...
Which I think that is probably the most difficult label to really understand and to really try to figure out. I can't imagine being...
As a person.
Yeah. That would be very difficult to try to figure out who you are as a person. I can't imagine.
Recently actually a couple people in our family have come out as this. I told Armando, you know, for me, obviously going back to the faith conversation, it's in the Catholic faith, that's not something that's encouraged.
It's frowned upon for sure.
And so...
I think in many faiths, not just...
Yeah, for sure. And so I told him, how hard must that be to be living as somebody and pretending that you're not that person, that you really are, having this internal battle of maybe this isn't who I am, constantly fighting who you actually are as a person. Like, that to me seems so overwhelming
and exhausting.
I could not imagine not being the obnoxious, outrageous person that I am. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. But I feel like in that specific category about your sexuality, that's a really tough one. And people find that they can tell you who you can love and who you can't love. Excuse me? Hell no. Okay. Like, if somebody was trying to, I mean, think of like an arranged marriage. I mean, that's not fair. And that's exactly, if you're trying to force somebody to not love somebody of the same sex, that's what you're trying to do. And how unfair is that to that person? And I just can't imagine the internal battle that they're going through. I just can't imagine. It just like absolutely breaks my heart when I think of people who don't want to come out. They don't want to tell the people that they love because they'll be judged. They won't be supported. All of these things. And that just to me is one of the saddest things in the entire world. And, you know, for our kids, that's something Armando and I talked about. Like, we're going to teach our kids, it doesn't matter who other people love. That does not matter. That you do not judge somebody by that. Just like you do not judge them by the color of their skin. That is not something.
Or by any disabilities.
No, that is not something that we condone. You don't get to have a say. That is between them and God. That is 100% our belief, and that's how we're going to raise our kids. And so, you know, this is obviously, and I feel like we're getting very controversial.
A little bit.
I can't even say the word.
Controversial.
There we go. I said it on this episode. But is it wrong?
Controversial.
See, that's why I fit. Whatever. Leave this in there so they can hear us struggle. You know, labels can always change because maybe you have been fighting it yourself. And I mean, we're talking on so many other things. You know, maybe you've always associated with, well, my family's overweight. Well, maybe at some point you decide, you know what? Maybe I deserve to really try for this because it's going to bring me happiness. That's going to make me happy. And so labels can change. Don't feel so stuck by them. You're not defined by that label forever. you know? So just, again, going back to keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
Anything to add on that one? Okay, last one. So this is where we're going to kind of contradict what we've been talking about. Don't let them limit you. All of this. We're going to give you a little bit of a positive side with labels. So labels can also help us find others that are like us. So I'll give you some examples. The LGBTQ community, they can find somebody in that community that's going to maybe have a better understanding of them and what they're going through, right? Entrepreneurs, we can find others that, hey, you understand the struggles that I go through. Or gym goers, you understand how hard it is to stick to this lifestyle. To a low
regimen that you're on, yeah.
Yeah, so we, you know, they can be limiting, but they can also bring us together as well. It just really depends on how you use them. So don't completely write labels off, because labels can help us have a better understanding of who we are as people and who we can connect with, because they maybe have a better understanding of who we are. So Armando and I took the Enneagram. Well, I've known my Enneagram test.
Yeah.
And so I have been asking him to do this for so
months.
And he's like, why?
And I took it one time and I was like, I'm just going to do it because you asked me to, but I flew through it and I don't even remember what it gave me, but I was like, okay, I'm done.
And I was like, I don't think that's your number. And I was actually still shocked to find out his number, but we took these tests and I'll tell you, this was great. It was pretty spot on.
Pretty spot on, yeah.
Not 100%.
Again, perfect example as far as if you do take an Enneagram test or any kind of personality test, there's probably going to be a lot of things that are pretty spot on as far as who you are, as long as you answer the questions honestly and to the best of your knowledge. But at the same time, you may disagree with something that it says in there because of who you are as a person or because you have maybe different values. So again, take any test as a grain of salt and move forward from it and build from that.
I think it was really fun though to see this test. Armando, I think, was a little, correct me if I'm wrong, was a little taken back at how accurate it was.
I was completely taken back.
He kept reading. So he's a 5, the thinker. I'm a 3, the achiever. And so we looked up relationship between a 5 and a 3. He was reading through some of the things yesterday and he was like, wow, this is crazy how spot on this is for us. And so I'm going to read you just a little section of it. So how can 3s and 5s work together? 3s are usually outgoing and success driven, while 5s tend to be more reserved and focus on obtaining knowledge. 3s bring efficient, practical thinking to a workplace. 5s offer insightful, strategic solutions. 3s can help 5s communicate more effectively with others, while 5s can potentially help 3s recover from failure by offering sound advice and encouraging them to set new goals. That one's pretty spot on for us.
Yeah, I agree.
And another one that really I feel like was like, oh, wow, you're right. This is pretty spot on was, so there was a section that was talking about, because as a 3, an achiever, I want to have things.
Jump first, think later.
Yeah. Jump first, think later, have things like done is better than perfect. Whereas from him, the thinker, he wants to take things slow and this and that. And like one of the pieces he was reading yesterday was like a 3 will typically get frustrated with a 5 because they want to complete tasks and a 5 is just wanting to think things through. And I was like, wow, this is so true on so many levels. A perfect example is when we bought my car 2 years ago, I was like, okay, because for me, when I make a decision, like I'm ready to roll. I'm like, okay, cool. Decision made. Let's go. And for him, he's like, no, we've got to look at it from all these angles. I want to make sure it's perfect and like think this through and analyze all of these things. That was him when we were like thinking of purchasing a car. And I was like, okay, I'll meet you at the dealership. I'll have the car picked out. Meet me down there. Like,
oh, okay, I guess.
And so it just, these type of things are good, but there was still flaws in the things that we were reading.
Yeah, and I can't remember. There were some of the things that I was reading, and I was like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you may not agree with everything that you're reading, but that's exactly what we were talking about. Use these as bumpers as far as who you are as a person and grow from it.
So a quote that I want to leave you with, and then Armando will see us out on a call to action, is labels can be doorways, pointers, or they can be prisons. It just depends on how you use them. So be mindful, but also use them to help guide you, but not as a, this is how it is. No, it's black or white. You know, there's always a gray area, you guys, but these can also be tools to help us. But again, they're just tools. Don't have them be a, okay, this is how it is, 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So,
yeah. So what we want to leave you with is we want to challenge everybody listening to this. If you haven't already, is go out and do an Enneagram test. If you haven't already, it's a great tool for you to kind of get you a baseline as far as who you are as a person. And again, so you're able to connect with other people that are maybe like-minded with you. We'll put a link to the in the show notes as far as what Enneagram tests we've done, but really you can Google free Enneagram tests and there's tons of them out there. So use whichever one you want to do. I mean, if you want to use multiple of them so you can kind of get different perspectives of it, go for it. The other one that we want you to actually do as well is the 5 love languages test. That one's a great one just as far as understanding your love language and understanding maybe your spouse's or even your friends. So mm-hmm. The whole point of it is when you do these tests, you can implement them and take that information with you and maybe even have one of your friends do it as well that you're really close with and have them look at their results and see where you guys fit in with each other. And it may help you significantly grow together as well. So,
this is going to help you connect with other people for sure. I think specifically the love language, typically we give the language that we want to receive in, which is great, but that's like speaking something foreign. And if you've listened to our love language episode, you know, if you haven't, go back, listen to that one. And we want to speak to people in their language. Same with like this Enneagram test. This is great because it helps you have a better understanding of these people and you can look up how to better support a 5. That's something that I'll be looking up to help myself kind of have a even better understanding of Armando.
You're going to have to slow down is what you're going to have to do to support me.
Oh, I can't. That's so hard. Slowing down gives me anxiety. So use these again as tools to help you connect with other people better. And I challenge you to share this episode. Take a screenshot.
Screenshot of your Enneagram.
And
of your Enneagram results and tag us and see what you're at so we can see what you're at.
Yeah. And then let us know where you're at because this will just help us get to know you guys a little bit better.
Yeah. That's all we got for you guys. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Self Love Sit Downs.
If you like this episode, please leave us a review. In the world of podcasting, the only way to climb the ranks is by receiving feedback via comments and ratings, in return, reaching as many people as possible.
As always, if you love this episode or know someone who would find value in this, share it with a friend and tag us. You can find us on Instagram at Kelsey_Teddy and MondoFarius05. For any additional feedback, you can email us at selflovesitdowns@gmail.com.